Linked with colonialism was the Industrial Revolution. The 19th century was a time of industrial revolution all over the world. But because Britain had developed a huge colonial empire, well, one of the reasons why Britain became the first great industrial power was based on their colonies. Why? Because British seamen travelled backwards and forwards between Britain and these colonies, bringing in raw materials for the factories that sprang up during the 19th century British Revolution, Industrial Revolution, and then carried the goods back, once they'd been manufactured, back to the colonies to trade, to sell. So it's a very close link. And because the British Industrial Revolution was so important, and the first great Industrial Revolution, it led to a great number of inventions and a very rapid progress in science and learning, because those things go hand in hand. And because Britain was, if you like, the first great industrial power of the modern era, that's another reason why English became a global language. But then, of course, Britain is the British are not the only people who speak English. Americans speak English as well. Come the 20th century, Britain went into decline. Its maritime power, its military power, became weaker and weaker, and was superseded by American power. And America became the superpower, and I guess it still is at present. And of course, English, Americans speak English. And you know, as well as I do, the impact that America has had on the world. Whether it's good or bad is irrelevant. It has had a very great impact on modern society through science, technology, industry, military might, etc. And that was another reason why English spread. And finally, there's digitalization. I think this is another thing that I just added to this list. It's kind of linked to the idea of technology and digitalization. American technology, and then followed on by digitalization. American technology, Japanese technology, Asian technology, doesn't really matter. Whatever the form of technology, it helped to spread English as the global power. Now, this is a very interesting quote. Don't try to write it all down. But you might just like to write down the bit I've underlined. British political imperialism had sent English around the globe during the 19th century, so that it was a language on which the sun never sets. During the 20th century, this world presence was maintained and promoted almost single-handedly through the economic supremacy of the new American superpower. And the language behind the US dollar was English. Now, don't try to write all that down, because you will get the handout later on. This expression, a language in which the sun never sets, you can, you know, if you think about how widespread English is throughout the world, come night, you know, somewhere in the world, 24 hours a day, the sun is shining, and people are speaking English. Yep. So the sun doesn't set. It doesn't go down on English. Not at present. But is this going to go on forever? What's going to happen to the English language? Well, it could be completely rejected. People get fed up with English. Other languages are just as powerful. Or it could continue to be a very, very powerful language and a global language, which we all need to know to survive in the world today and tomorrow. This might depend on how long America remains a superpower, or whether America gets superseded by other superpowers. It's interesting to note, however, that in the USA, not everybody speaks English as their first language. There are almost as many people who speak Spanish as their first language in the United States, and there are a huge number of people in the United States who speak Chinese as their first language. If you've been to New York, you'll know that.